the Karmakanda and Jnanakanda section of the Vedas, they ultimately are supposed to lead one to bhakti. So the fourth offense to the holy name is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures. So on the other hand, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that, you know, Karmakanda Jnanakanda keval vishara bhanda. So how do we resolve the apparent contradiction that they are not to be blasphemed, at the same time they are like pots of pot?
You see, blasphemy is something that is done with resentment and hatred. But to call a spade a spade is not blasphemy. It's not blasphemy the Vedas. It's pointing out that these two sections of the Vedas, Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, are misleading. So to point out that they are misleading is not a blasphemy. By pointing out that they are misleading, what you are actually doing? You are coming to the main understanding or real understanding of the Vedas. So for that matter, Krishna himself is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Jamimang Pushpitang Bacha. The Vedas apparently are just giving some flowery words. Don't get bewildered by that. And who indicate that? The Vipashchina. That those who are bewildered, those who do not have the right understanding, they become attracted to these words of the Vedas. Flowery, why flowery words? Because they are misleading to sense gratification, not taking you to the spiritual platform. And as at the beginning you said, that they are leading to the devotional service, not necessarily. Karmakanda and Jnanakanda doesn't necessarily lead to the devotional service. It is the bona fide spiritual master whose instruction leads to devotional service. By following Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, you'll never come to a devotional service. You'll keep on cycling. Brahmati uparjadha. You'll travel, sometimes going up, sometimes going down, in a merry-go-round.